I was just telling Deacon Juan that he should preach for me because I forgot my homily. And he said, good luck. No, he actually said he'll be praying for me. This afternoon, I want everyone here to know that God wants to bring healing in all areas of your life. Whether it's an emotional wound, a financial wound, a professional wound, or even a family wound. But in order for you to receive the fullness of God's healing, you have to take the necessary steps that I'm going to show to you this afternoon. I remember in college, a buddy of mine, we'll call him Jeff to protect his identity. He was a popular guy. He was a football star, and he was very popular with women. But as I got to know him, what concerned me was he would go in and out of these relationships, and they would be abusive relationships. And every time the relationships wouldn't work out, he didn't show any emotion. There was no emotion of anger or frustration or sadness or anything of that sort. And so in one incident, in fact, he had a girlfriend and they had a fight and she got mad and she trashed his house and destroyed his car. And Jeff would always blame himself. Maybe I said something wrong. Maybe I'm just not worthy. And so I told him, dude, did something happen to you when you were a child? And he said at the time, no, I don't think so. We kept in touch. Years went by. We graduated from college. After a few years, come to find out, Jeff calls me and we were having dinner and he began to break down and he was like, Francis, do you remember when you asked me if something happened to me in my childhood? And I was like, yeah. He said, you know, after talking to a counselor, I realized that I had suppressed that memory. Come to find out, he was abused physically as a child by his mother. So he was raised in a single household. And so he grew up not even thinking consciously that he wasn't worthy, that he deserved what he got because he never got that love when he was a child. See, God wants to heal you, but in order for that to happen, you have to first reveal your wounds, right? If you feel alone, if you feel hurt, if you feel betrayed, you have to reveal and identify with that wound. See, my friend Jeff, he thought by running away from it, by partying, that his wound would go away, but it didn't. It only got worse. Some people think that escapism is the way to go to deal with your wounds, right? Some people go to alcohol, drugs, the internet. Some people even go to bed with people that they don't know. Some people, they work so hard and they bury themselves in their work, thinking that their wounds would go away. But then they come to find out that it only leads to sadness, to bitterness, and feelings of emptiness. The first step that you have to take in order to receive God's healing is to first identify your wound and to own it. The second part is this. You have to let God know that you're hurting. See, in scriptures, it says that God binds up all our wounds and He heals them. So think for a moment if you went to a doctor. If the doctor asked you what's wrong with you, if you don't tell him, he won't be able to help you. In today's gospel, the leper came to Jesus, and we know that God knows everything, but the leper said, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus looks at him and he said, I do will it, be made clean. And as soon as he was cleansed, he went out and preached the good news. See, that's what God wants to do for you. He wants to heal you. You may have emotional wounds. You may have some kind of other brokenness, right? And just don't be afraid to tell God. Because even when you felt that you were alone, God was there when your wound happened. He was suffering with you. He was crying with you. And He was there for you. And now He wants to heal you. Once you've identified to God that which is hurting you, another important lesson that we have to learn to receive God's healing is the beauty of talking to another person. Whether it's a trusted friend, a counselor, or a spiritual director. One of the things that I'm so happy about is I have a support group and I also have a close friend who happens to be a priest. And every time I'm angry, every time I'm frustrated with my life, every time I feel confused, I'm able to own my feelings, I'm able to tell God, and I'm able to share it with another person. And that's the reason why I said, I don't mean to undermine any of the wounds that some of you have gone through. Sometimes it's more than just sharing it to God. Sometimes you might seek a counselor, like my friend Jeff, and a spiritual director to help you understand and to bring healing in your life. See, keeping it to yourself is only going to lead to destruction. It's going to drain you, and you're never going to become the best version of yourself that God created you to be. As I was reflecting on this homily, I believe deep in my heart that all of us wants to receive God's healing in all areas of our life. But I think too often, just as when we are about to heal, we begin to reopen up the wounds, right? We start talking about it with our friends. And all of a sudden, then we start reliving the painful memories of the past. I've met people that have gone through so much woundedness 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 years ago. And it's something from the past. But when they start talking about it and they start reliving it, it's as if the thing was happening over and over again. It's almost like opening up an old wound. What I'm saying is this. Your emotions follow your thoughts, right? So if you go through those painful memories for no purpose, then it's just going to bring you down. The other step that you need to take is the power of letting go. And I'm not talking about certain wounds. We can't forget about them, okay? So I want to make it clear. I'm not saying that certain wounds, you can just forget about it and nothing happened. There are certain kinds of wounds that we have to remember them, not to make us suffer, but remember them in order for us to learn the lesson. But as we get healed by God, even when we remember those some wounds, but we're not as painful anymore. I'm talking about the wounds where people say, why didn't I get that promotion? Why didn't that relationship work out? Why didn't I get that loan? Why did this person not like me? Those are the things that God wants you to let go of. I remember hearing the story about a mountain climber, and he was climbing up the mountain, and he got to the top, and before you know it, he fell off, and he was able to hold on to a bush that grew out from the rocks. And he was dangling 100 feet in the air, and then he started praying, and he said, please, is there anybody out there? And a voice from heaven came out saying to him, yes, my son, it is I. What do you need? He said, please, please help me. I don't want to die. And God said, my son, let go of the bush and I will catch you. After a long pause, he said, is there anybody else up there? Right? I mean, we laugh, but that's how we pray to God. We say, God, help me. And when God says, let go, we say, well, I want you to help me, but not your way, my way. What I'm here to tell you is this. The step that you must take is the value of letting go. God wants to bring that healing in all areas of your life. But you got to see the benefit in the value of letting go. I remember a guy by the name of Rudy Tomjanovich, who was the head coach of the Houston Rockets basketball team. And I was watching this TV program where it recounted an event in his life when he was 25 years old. And it was a basketball game, and it was a close game, and a fight broke out in the middle of the court. Rudy wanted to help out his teammate, and so he ran full speed, right? And before you know it, the guy who was in the fight merrily swung his fist and bam, landed in Rudy's face, breaking his nose, breaking his cheekbones, breaking everything, almost nearly killed him. Rudy was sidelined for many months. Eventually, he recovered. And when he recovered, a reporter talked to him and asked him, have you forgiven the person that did this to you? And without batting an eye, Rudy said, absolutely. The reporter was very skeptical, and he was like, there's no way. Come on. The person that ruined your career, the person that did this to you, you're telling me that you have no bitterness, you have no resentment, you have no anger? And Rudy said, absolutely not. I don't have any of that. The reporter was still very doubtful, and he said, staring in Rudy's eyes, how do you do it? How were you able to forgive this person? And then Rudy answered this way. I knew that if I wanted to move on with my life, I had to let it go. See, I didn't do it for him. I did it for me so I can be free. I think that's a powerful advice. Some of you right now, you're not receiving the healing because you haven't forgiven. You haven't forgiven yourself. You haven't forgiven the other person. Or maybe you haven't forgiven God. See, there are many things that we can do here on earth. But if we don't learn to forgive and let go, it'll be hard for God to give us the healing that He wants to give us. I think there are two questions that we are left with when it comes to our wounds. These are the two questions. Do I want to get well, or do I want to get even? Do I want to receive God's healing in my life, or do I want to continue having a pity party? I've met people, they're having pity parties day in and day out. They're running out of people to invite. Folks, don't let this person be you. No matter what emotional wounds you may have gone through, no matter what the brokenness and the pain and the hurt, just remember that God wants to bring healing in your life. And I know some of you here that are sitting here, maybe when you were a child, some adults said some mean things to you, right? You're fat. You're slow. Why can't you be like your brother who's athletic? Why can't you be pretty like your sister? And what happens is we hear these things and we store it in our memory bank. And then we live our lives based on these lies. I've met people who is now 60, 50, what have you, and they're thinking based on what they were told as a child, I'm not good. I'm not popular. I have nothing. See, what you got to learn, the next step that you have to take is you got to replace those old lies from other people and replace it with what God says about you. In other words, the point is this. What others have said about you, those negative things like you're a failure, you're no good, you're a loser, those people don't define who you are. God defines who you are. And what God says about you is this. God said that He created you in His image and likeness. And He went through great lengths to give you your eye color, your hair color, your height, everything that you have. He gave you your unique shape, right? I've briefly discussed that. Shape stands for S, is for your spiritual gifts. H is for your heart. A is for your ability. P is for your personality. And E is for your experience. And God will not waste any pain that you may have gone through. God will use that pain to take you to the next level in your life. And so the next step in for you to receive God's healing is to replace the old lies with God's truth. And the way you do that is by filling your mind with what God says in the Bible. The more you fill your mind with what God says about you, you'll have little time to think about anything else. See, if you go through the day spending your energy bitter, resentful, what could have been, what should have been, see, you will have very little energy left to receive the joy and the love and the peace that God wants to give you. The point is this. That man went to Jesus and he said, "If you will it, you can make me clean." And Jesus looked him in the eye and he said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And that's what he wants to do for you. Some of the young people that are here, quit comparing yourself to other people. Quit saying, you know, if only I were pretty like her, if only I had her personality, if only I was athletic. Don't do that. God wants you to run your own race. Shake off the self-pity, shake off the condemnation, and instead bloom where God is planting you. If you do and follow the steps that I've outlined to you, you can still receive the healing that God wants to take place in your life. It's not going to happen overnight. It might take weeks, it might take months, it might even take years. But remember, the only way we can share the good news is if we don't have a lot of baggage. The leper was able to share the good news because he was cleansed. It's hard for us to share our faith if we are carrying a lot of emotional baggage and a lot of whatever woundedness in our heart. May you be open in allowing God to heal those areas in your life that needs healing. And when you allow that to happen, you can still become the holy, healthy, and vibrant person that God created you to be. Do you believe this? Amen? And finally, I just want to end by saying that as far as together in mission, one of the healings that we can receive is by providing healing for those who are in need. And so we ask you to be generous in sharing your gifts and financial resources in order for us to provide healing for those schools and those children that don't have the finances to receive God's word and God's teachings in their lives.